In the first reading from the 18th chapter of Acts, we hear about Apollo, a very great man and a great understander of scriptures. Some people think he may be the one who wrote the letter to the Hebrews. When he finally was fully instructed and baptized, he only knew the baptism of John up to this point, he was a great help to everybody. Very last line of this article, of this text we have this morning. He vigorously refuted the Jews in public, establishing from the scriptures that the Christ is Jesus. Didn't that strike you as interesting? Interesting way to describe it. You have the same thing at the end of John's Gospel, that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, the one we've been waiting for, the one promised us, the anointed one, the Mashiach. You translate that into Greek and you get Christos, which means the same thing, anointed one. Jesus is this anointed one that we've been waiting for, that the whole world's been waiting. And he established from Scripture that the Christ is Jesus. Here in the Gospel, we have several times the notion of in my name. What's his name? Son. In chapter 17, he's going to tell us, as he's praying to the Father, I have made known to them your name. What's his name? Father. And so in his name, you see, is in his reality, expressed by this human word, Son. What does that mean? It means that we have allowed our spirits to be so instructed that we know who he is. And we pray in that reality. It's in that very same reality, as he tells us, the Father will send the Paraclete in my name. And so it's so important, you see, to understand this. Up to now, you haven't asked anything in my name because you really didn't know who I was. Now, as you're learning who I am, ask in my name. Enter into the very life of the Trinity. And in my name, talk to the Father. That's an invitation to the whole church, isn't it? Paul, describing the same reality, will say it in other words. When he says, you have not received the spirit of slavery, the spirit of fear, sort of fall back into slavery again. You have received the spirit of adoptive sonship, crying, Abba, Father. Revealing the Father. That's what it's all about. The whole economy is so that we would be strengthened and purified enough to know the Father. And when we know the Father, our whole being has finally reached what we were made for. There's a beautiful passage, just one line in Ephesians 2:18, I think it is. It says, you know, through him, through Jesus, in one spirit, we all have access to the Father. The Trinity's plan of salvation is that we enter into that infinitely powerful rhythm of eternal love. But we're not strong enough. I mean, that's God's life. Well, we've been freed from our sins. by the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we're strengthened into this life by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter says on Pentecost Day, explaining this outburst, this mighty wind and the gift of tongues and everything else that happened that day. He said, you see, having been raised from the dead and brought by the Father and brought to his right hand, he has poured out the Holy Spirit, and that's what you see in here. And so now the full life of the Trinity is made known to us in the Holy Spirit. The rhythm, the love, the beauty. And we're invited into it. Come, in my name, he said, into this life. Pray in my name. And you are asking the Father, and he sees me there. You can ask anything you want in my name. Our difficulty is living in that world of his name. My friends, there's no other way except to give ourselves to a life of prayer. There is no other way that the Holy Spirit can bring us to grasp in some dim little way who Jesus Christ really is. And then to pray in that reality as children of the Father. And of course, as this poor world drifts more and more into incredible ignorance, and with it, incredible darkness, darkness of ignorance, the darkness of vice, the darkness of despair, the darkness of not knowing and not wanting to know. The Lord is saying, ask for mercy for this world in my name. Enter into the prayer that my heart is fixed in for all eternity. The prayer for mercy. Enter into this prayer in my name. You know, you can ask anything in my name. In my name. This is an invitation, isn't it? For us to find out, you see, that the Messiah is Jesus. Really, I will all say that. Thank God, at least we're that far. But to know it, it means to make sure that we make that a priority. Right now, the Holy Spirit is stirring in the church. There are saints being formed. Great confessors, great teachers, great martyrs, they're all being formed. And next week, when we celebrate this feast, this is not just a game. At that moment, God will bestow on the church a new presence of the Holy Spirit. And some people will be quickened by it. There'll be conversions. There'll be people giving up darkness for light at every level. So let's join the church and pray. Pray for ourselves, pray for the whole church, pray for the world. And ask the Father, in the name of Jesus.